Welcome back. Well, here we are, just about 2 weeks into the new year. How are your resolutions going? We have Celeste Lay and Abigail Lively here from Manette Community Health Center once again to help us with those resolutions. So, ladies, Happy New Year, first of all.
Yes, Happy New Year. Thanks for having us.
Happy Healthy New Year, right?
Yes.
So, great to see you both again. Well, I was looking up my records, and it's been about 2 years, actually, since you last were here, almost to the day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we planned that on purpose because, as I read over the weekend, January 10th, this past Friday, mm-hmm. was "quote unquote" Quitter's Day. So it's kind of the day when folks typically give up on their resolutions. Now today we're going to focus on the reasons,
mm-hmm.
More so than what to do, but the reasons why these "quote unquote" resolutions are not really achievable because they're not really realistic, right, Celeste?
Yeah, I think a lot of times they're not very specific. It's hard to measure the outcomes. People kind of give a very broad general resolution. So
right.
we try to help coach people on how to make it more realistic, more specific, more achievable, and more fun as well. You don't want it to feel like a chore. You want it to be something that's going to bring positiveness to your life and benefit you to look forward to it.
And it's sustainable, right? It's something that you can continue on through the year and beyond.
Yeah, for our patients that we see all year long, they always want a resolution, but it's really just changing your lifestyle, changing your mindset. And that's what we focus on a lot, is first, like, your mindset and making sure you're thinking about what can I positively add in versus making it such a negative thing. What am I going to stop doing? What am I going to deprive myself of? It's what am I going to add value to?
Right. Yeah. So let's start with some typical resolutions, mm-hmm. right? And you've got a great list here, and I'm sure these are very common with a lot of your patients.
Mm-hmm.
Lose weight, reduce screen time, practice gratitude, exercise more, and drink more water. And why don't they work?
Well, sometimes they're too vague.
Yeah.
They're not specific enough, kind of like what Celeste was saying. And then sometimes they might not see progress, so they don't really focus on continuing the habit. So we like to be that fun part of their like healthcare team to kind of keep focusing on like the positives and see like, well, maybe you don't see the big picture, but you've been drinking a glass of water every day, and that's one glass more than you've been. So, for more hydration, for example.
You use the acronym SMART.
Mm-hmm.
SMART goals, and when it comes to nutrition, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and then time-bound.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, have you talk a little bit about what those mean.
Yeah. So we kind of sometimes have a handout, too, that we'd like to utilize with our patients.
Yeah.
So S is for specific, and we like to ask them, like, what is it you want to accomplish this year?
Okay.
Or
this year. Okay.
Or this, the next month, if they do kind of, or, T for time bound, if they do have a specific time they want to lose weight by, or have another healthy, realistic, happy goal in their life. M is measurable, like how will I know when it is accomplished?
Right.
How will I know where I start making changes or I've seen changes? So with our follow-up appointments, we like to kind of help our patients kind of see like the success they've been doing and steps, or even like how we can help them add to their steps if they're not even making any progress.
Yep.
A is achievable, like do you have the necessary skills and resources? Goal for them is to get less takeout and maybe cook a little bit more. Do they have like resources and healthy recipes? We are dietitians,
right.
and we love food, so obviously we have a lot of resources with a lot of like healthy eating and recipes with them. And R is realistic. Does it seem worthwhile? Is this a realistic goal this year, or during this time of your life, are there other factors in your life that we should focus more on?
Mm-hmm.
And then time bound. Yeah. How are we going to get it done? When are we going to get it done? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, you're taking kind of, concepts and putting them into reality.
Yeah.
Tangible results that you can actually measure on paper.
On paper.
And say, by April 16th, I would like to have such and such done.
Yeah.
And a series of steps to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to check them off along the way.
Yeah. And sometimes, too, it's, like, nice to kind of have that goal written down and, like, that they could see it somewhere every single day, like, on the bathroom mirror or by the coffee pot, because you like to drink coffee every morning.
Sure, yeah. You know, you said something just recently that you both chuckled at. Mm-hmm. We love food. But that's okay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
As long
we
as
all
it's,
have to eat.
As long as it's good and the right foods, mm-hmm. at the right quantities and at the right times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think we often associate loving food with junk food, you know, or fast food, or things that are not good for you. But you can love good food too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think you want to. It should be a pleasurable experience. But you want to fill up on, you know, what's going to bring my body fuel in the right way. What do I need to fuel up on? What's going to bring it some balance, so I can have some good things, but also my treat things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then being reinforced mm-hmm. with successes, right? To continue and maybe try something a little different at the same time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about mindsets and the different, I guess, excuses that folks give for not being able to achieve their resolutions.
Yes, one of the most common things we always hear as dietitians is some patients will say, I have a slow metabolism. It's just, that's not working, my body's broken.
Yeah.
So we like to, before we even talk about food when it comes to metabolism, we mentioned that there's so many factors that impact someone's metabolism. So sort of like how your body utilizes energy to do all of its bodily functions. But so before we even talk about food, we always ask patients about how their sleep is. There are factors like genetics, age, gender, exercise, sleep, stress that can all impact our metabolism.
Yeah.
So we take a deep dive into all of those as well. So first, we always ask patients about their sleep. Ideally for adults, it should be somewhere between 7 to 9 hours a night.
Epic fail on my part already.
Yeah. It's, okay. It's so basic, but it's so hard for so many adults with responsibilities, with family, work. But ideally 7 to 9 hours a night, and you can start with, you know, say you're getting 5 hours, you can start with maybe aim towards 6 and build up more towards that 7 to 9.
Okay.
Or even get in a nap, like if it's like 20 minutes, you know,
yeah.
it can mm-hmm. really count towards your sleep bank.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So ways to succeed at that goal, rather, you know, the one thing, the overriding theme I've noticed through all of your suggestions and your analysis, there's no punishment involved. There's no reprimand for mm-hmm. not achieving something.
Yeah.
It's looked at as opportunities to improve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you have a setback, yeah, see it as an opportunity of what didn't work, what can I change, what can I alter to make it work the next time, and you make your adjustments.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think I like to add too, like, a lot of times we focus so much as a society on restriction, like mm-hmm. what I'm doing wrong, what I can like take away. But a lot of times it's like what we need to add. A lot of times we just need to add an extra serving of vegetables and maybe an hour more of sleep.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of goals can get achieved too.
Just by adding.
Yeah, adding than restriction.
Yeah. Well, maybe by adding something positive or healthy, it would naturally eliminate something mm-hmm. unhealthy or unpositive that you've been doing, right? So replacing, I don't know, white starchy foods with whole grain foods.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
On to that, assessing your food intake then, Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, with metabolism, think like food's energy for your body. So you want to just keep it really simple. Are you having regular meals and snacks throughout the day? Are you giving your body fuel? A lot of times we adults, we live on caffeine in the morning. We tend to skip breakfast, go all day on energy, right. Like caffeine, but we're not eating regular meals and snacks. So that's a really basic one for metabolism, is just fuel yourself regularly.
Yeah, I've heard it often said that in order to lose weight, you have to eat, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yep.
You can't stop. It's
yep.
because your body is gonna notice it's in trouble.
Yeah, and a lot of times restriction leads to more like energy highs and lows in the day, cravings later in the day. That's when we can get into trouble with like binge eating, because it kind of catches up to us later. So just having that regular snacks and meals throughout the day helps us kind of stay good with our energy.
It's the same with sleep too, where you can't binge sleep really. You can't, I'll just make that up on the weekend.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Sleep, what really helps is staying consistent with the same time period every day too. So mm-hmm. even on the weekends, I know it's tough, but trying to stay as consistent as you can, making sure you have a good environment to sleep. Is it the right temperature? Ideally, it should be 65 to 68. Mm-hmm. Really nice and dark, getting like those black light curtains. I've just seen so many people improve their appetite and their energy when they're getting adequate sleep that relates to nutrition.
Right?
Yeah.
Build more muscle and strength.
Mm-hmm.
So more? What does more mean? More than what you have?
Yeah, think like, I guess, percentage of like your body composition. So percentage of muscle compared to fat. The more muscle we have on our body, the more energy, the more calories and protein we're going to need throughout the day. So it's a nice way to kind of bump up our efficiency of our metabolism. Really, the only way to build muscle mass is weight training and strength training. The guidelines from the American Heart Association are to strength train at least twice weekly with some type of weights or resistance training.
Okay.
So I think make it fun, something that you're going to enjoy. So that can be doing like a group class, strength training class, the gym. It can be an on-demand video at home. Mm-hmm. Add a friend with you. Like maybe Abby will do it with me.
Totally.
Twice a week. Yeah. But make it so that's something you're going to enjoy, not a chore.
Yeah.
And it's individualized, though, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your current physical condition, mm-hmm. Your age. Mm-hmm. You know, any chronic conditions that you might have.
Yeah. On Friday, I actually met with a patient, and we were just talking about walking for like 15 minutes right in the morning on her treadmill. She's like, instead of using it as like a coat hanger, I'm going to like walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great. And she's like, well, I'm not running. And I'm like, yet. We can just like slowly start and then like keep building on up on it.
Yeah. That's why it's so important to have specialists like yourself go through this assessment, you know, to determine where someone is, get the baseline right, and then where they can achieve a goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then feel like they've accomplished something, move on to the next step. Yep. So another challenge: I'm always hungry and never satisfied.
Probably our most common one.
Yeah,
that
we
is that
hear.
Right?
Yeah. I think with this goes back to like the mindset, kind of asking yourself, what does my body need for fuel today? It's really basic, but understanding your body's signals for appetite cues. So sort of like, when am I hungry and when am I full? As adults, I think we're often so overstimulated and distracted when we're eating. You know, oftentimes we're on a computer working while we're eating at the same time. So we sort of lose that basic perception of when we're hungry and when we're full.
And also like emotional. Sometimes we're stressed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we're happy. Sometimes we're just like, I don't know. You might not have finished a deadline at work, so you're just like, cookies are right there, and I'm just gonna start like chowing them down.
Yeah.
You kind of want to go back to like that comfort. So sometimes like taking a step back and asking self like, what do I really need? Do I need to eat? Am I hungry? Am I thirsty?
Right.
Do I just need to like call Celeste on the phone right now and just like vent, you know?
instead of
what I need.
Instead of polishing off the package of cookies.
Exactly.
Right? And then when you're done with the conversation, you forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, I'm really not hungry.
An interesting fact, I thought, did you know it takes 20 minutes for your stomach to signal to your brain when you're full?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, so you could be eating for 20 minutes after you're full and then not even realize it.
Yeah, and then we can go into like that post-Thanksgiving dinner mode where like, I am stuffed, you know, if we just keep eating. So sometimes I like to tell my patients, maybe like watch a episode on Netflix, you know, like 20, 30 minutes. If you're still thinking about food, you might still be hungry.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can make a fun 20 minutes. Or you can play, my husband and I, we usually play a hand of cribbage after dinner.
Okay.
And then afterwards we're like, you know.
We're done. Yeah, so a little distraction just to let your mind catch up with your body.
Yeah.
Interesting. Energized with high fiber carbohydrates. So what are high fiber carbohydrates?
Yeah, any type of whole grains. So carbs are what gives our body energy and fuel, whether we're doing any physical activity or thinking with our brains. So whole grains are going to have a lot more fiber in them. Fiber is anything from plant foods. So it's going to be things like whole wheat breads, oats, lentils, beans, fruits and vegetables, anything with a skin or a peel from plants. Fiber digests very slowly in our stomach. So it helps us feel fuller a lot longer. A lot of benefits with digestion, reduces cholesterol, blood sugars, cancer risk, helps with weight reduction as well.
Okay, all right. And then finally, reduce added sugars and saturated fats. So that's like a no-brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that everybody will benefit from, right?
Yeah, and like a fun way to do it too, like Tuesday, if it's Taco Tuesday, a fun one is like maybe instead of white wheat flour tortillas, I do like a whole grain corn tortilla.
Okay.
Because corn's a whole grain. A lot of people like to forget about corn.
popcorn is the holiest grain.
Yeah, grain snack. Yeah.
Okay, so you can still kind of have your treat, if you will.
Yeah.
Just make it a little better.
Yeah.
I don't want to run out of time because we have some great stuff still to get to. But another mindset challenge: healthy food is unaffordable. Now that's true, ladies. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I feel like convenience. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of times we might go to our favorite coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, get a breakfast sandwich, and just like don't mind swiping our card, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But too, if we maybe we cut a little bit, like 10 minutes out of like our morning, we can actually make sometimes a healthier breakfast and save money in the long run.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do find that, I mean, if you go to the organic aisle, if you will, mm-hmm. you're going to pay more for that produce than you would not, you know, for sure. So that can be an obstacle, I think. That can be a hurdle.
It's an obstacle, yeah. And, you know, take shop in season, shop what's in sale.
Yep.
Frozen vegetables.
Yes.
Is actually the same nutrition as just fresh vegetables as well.
Yeah, I love that recommendation.
Yeah.
Get frozen, dry, or canned goods. Because
mm-hmm.
Those are things you can stock up on, mm-hmm. right, when
yeah.
they're on sale, and they don't go bad.
Especially if you don't want to go out in the cold and go to the grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah, and even like canned goods, a lot of times people think like canned veggies aren't that great, but
yeah.
if you just rinse them under water for like 30 seconds,
yeah.
it does cut down the sodium by 40%. So
really?
It's a nice way to like maybe get a cheaper veggie, but still like watch your sodium and maybe your heart healthy goal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A healthy initiative program with MassHealth, so this is it's folks that are on MassHealth mm-hmm. have access to this program.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone okay. that has the SNAP program,
yes.
They can get, if they use their SNAP cards at participating farmers markets or farm stands in the winter,
yes.
They can get up to $40 back
wow.
on their card instantly per person in the household, depending
okay.
on who's on the card.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to incentivize increasing produce with those high fiber fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
Another great recommendation, repurpose your leftovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Abby, you have some suggestions?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you have leftover rice from, like, takeout,
yeah.
you know, you can just get a frozen bag of veggies, put your favorite sauce on it, and you have, like, your favorite fried rice. But sometimes, yeah, all you have to do is maybe add a grain or add a frozen bag of veggies, and you can kind of make a meal. Or I like to say, with your leftovers, if you add an egg on it in the morning, you kind of always have breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. And that's protein, right?
Yeah.
It's from an egg, right?
Yeah.
Even those are getting more expensive these days.
Yeah, they go up and down, yeah.
As well, yeah. So in the end, it's not about restrictions, as you said, it's about balance. Right?
Yeah.
So has the food pyramid changed over the years?
Sadly, we left the food pyramid away and we kind of got into like this nice like my plate,
yes.
which is kind of nice because you kind of focus more on how much we should be eating and portioning out our meals. So yeah, half our plate fruits and veggies, a palm of our plate, palm of our hand about protein,
yeah.
and like around a fist of carbohydrates.
Okay.
per meal.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's easier to figure that as well.
Yeah.
You know, when you're
always have our hands around us too, so
yeah.
you know.
Exactly. Before we do run out of time, I know there's a diabetes education and support group that you wanted to mention.
Yeah. So this year we're trying to do more of like try to make patients feel like they're not alone.
Yep.
So if you're a diabetic and you're a Manit patient or
yep.
thinking about joining Manit, I believe one Friday a month, we always have like a diabetic support group.
Okay.
So we can kind of talk about it. And then we also have one geared towards Chinese New Year. So we can kind of, if you're celebrating Chinese New Year,
yep.
we can still have our favorite foods kind of, and maybe in a healthier way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's coming up on January 23rd at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And these are for patients, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Manit patients.
For Manit patients.
So somebody could become a patient and then
yes.
attend
and
these
talk
meetings.
To us, you know.
That's right. Thank you both. It's been a lot of fun as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy healthy
New Year.
New Year.
Yes.
Yes.